your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. Live from New York City and heard globally on the Bashani Radio app. I'm your host, Benny Love. And like always, we like to bring you nothing but the best. More than you ever expect. Right? The weather is hot outside. I know everybody's doing their thing here in New York City and around the world and globally. So we're going to jump it off right there. We wanted to bring you some fire. You know how we do, right? Whether it's day, night, we do that thing up in here. Okay. Today's guest is, his name is Lavelle, a.k.a. LB, an R&B neo-soul artist, songwriter from Kansas City. He has dedication and drive for his music career. The development of his unique style is a result of his musical influences and life experiences. Growing up in a talented musical family meant LB was always surrounded by different forms of music. LB's charismatic personality, magnified by a voice that personifies the sound of a true soul music. He starts singing at a young age. LB has a rich range of soul, R&B, and gospel influences. LB's voice is reminiscent of some of music's greatest artists, such as Sam Cooke, Al Green, Gerald Levert. Oh man, LB has graced the same stage as R&B crooner Charlie Wilson, also became his background singer. He was also shared the stage with Anthony Hamilton, David Hoster, El DeBarge, The Barclays, and the list goes on and on and on, ladies. And this is why we wanted to have him here. Lavelle, thank you for being on Late Night with Benny Love. How you doing, brother?
How you doing, my brother? Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely, man. You burning up the charts, man. So let me ask you this question right here. When did you know singing was your purpose?
I would say singing in church, man, and touching people. I knew then that, you know, it was something there. It was something that I had to do to continue to touch and reach people.
It's funny that a lot of artists started off singing in church and what have you. And so what put you into that R&B field? Because you have a new school, but also an old school feel to your records. You know what I mean? Like Incredible Woman. It has that whole feel good thing. You know what I mean? Like, it just have that feel good, you know, with soul music being so different nowadays. It has right. that just like you just want to get up and two-step. You know what I mean? Tell me a little bit about Incredible Woman.
Incredible Woman actually came just thinking on the ladies. You know, they do so much and they get less credit. And I want to be in that era where we can help bring love back to relationships, treating our ladies like queens. And, you know, we demand to be kings, but we don't treat them like that. So I want to be the guy that sing about what he is about. So Incredible Woman was just really an anthem to give back to the ladies that do so much and take so much.
Oh man, no wonder you setting the things on fire. He know right who his target is, ladies and gentlemen. The woman, you heard what he said. You gotta hear Incredible Woman. I mean, I love that song. Right, it's not my top one from him, but I'm gonna tell you that's a fire song. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it so much.
So let me ask you this, Lavelle. What are you planning to do different than all the other singers that are out there nowadays? Because you know what I've noticed in the music industry? What happened to that old good feel, good soul, like Stars? You know what I mean? And I heard you reference Charlie Wilson, that feel good music. What happened to that?
Well, I think for most importantly, our culture of music, we as a culture, I feel like we have gotten away from music, you know, and it's just about being with today's music, and we have other cultures taking over the markets off of what we've, you know, done so long. And I just think it has to be a thing of not only us, but
It seems like we may have lost him for a second. Let's give him a moment to get back in here. You're listening.
I'm sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can. I thought you got it taken away by a Martian or something. I don't know.
No, it's just you know, and I feel like the listeners, you know, they supported and pushed music with substance and things that we can really relate to. It would be even better, you know, because we do certain music and they say, oh, this is doo-wop music. This is not where music is right now. And then you got other people that put out the music and it's great, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just staying true to yourself and your roots. And I'd rather work slow but effective versus putting out something fast that will, you know, that won't last. You know, so it's a grind to stay true to who I am as a person and what I believe in.
That's very, very powerful. Hey, he said, you'll take it nice and slow, ladies. And I know y'all enjoy that, right? you know what I mean? I was looking at the numbers and it seems like everybody loves Why. What inspired Why? I was looking through Spotify and Apple, and I noticed that it's one of your most listened to songs. What was the motivation behind Why?
Why was a song, you know, when you talk to ladies now, and most of the relationships is, you know, they don't last. And, you know, you said something earlier, what happened to that old tradition, that good music? You know, then we have to ask ourselves, what happened to those relationships that we watched our grandparents and mom and dad come up on, where, you know, they loved each other and they respected one another, and ladies taking less when you deserve, you know, nothing but the best. So Why came from a place of just asking yourself why, you know, and it's vice versa. Why put yourself through something that's not healthy for you, that's causing you pain, you know, and it just goes back to knowing who you are. And, you know, we always say, you know, certain situations, ladies don't do this, they don't do that. But if we really break it down and look what they go through, you know, as a man, we would ask ourselves, why would we even put them through that type of pain?
Very, very powerful. You know what I like about, you know, your music, Lavelle, is that it's that I can listen to your music with my kids in the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can listen to your music, you know, around older or younger people, and they get it. And I can listen to your music, and it appears that you really, really treasure and respect women. And I think that is something that's lost in the culture. And it's a very, very powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Just in case you're joining us, you're listening to Late Night with Benny Love right here on the Bashani Radio Network. Make sure you download the app in the iPhone or your Android store. Let me give you a little bit of this Why, if you don't mind. Check this out right here. This is a little bit of Why. This is fire. You hear me? Thank you.
when all he do is lie to you, make you cry every other day. Whoa. How many times have you said I'll be damned before I take him back? Yeah. But then you take him back again. You must lie, babe. Why you keep putting up with this lame? Why you keep letting them play these games? I see a predicament and I ask myself why. Predicament, ask myself why.
Oh my goodness, you don't even understand how powerful that song is. But you know what, Lavelle? You know what, Lavelle? I know why women love it. You know, I was talking to, you know, some of my staff here in the studio, and I was, you know, saying we're gonna interview Lavelle, right? And it was listening to the songs, and one of the young guys said, "Oh man, his music is good, but why he be telling secrets?"
Well, you know, and I don't mean to be the secret teller, but at the end of the day, it's just about being held accountable for who we are, you know.
Absolutely.
We have so much better relationships out here that would last and stand for each other, you know, when we could do what we need to do.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I said, I don't have an answer for that, but I'm going to ask him when we're on the air, you know, why he giving out secrets and whatnot.
Right.
You know, but, you know, what I like about why, but now I understand why so many women love why, because there's so many women in relationships that they shouldn't be in, and they're not paying attention to getting out of those relationships. When you write, is it personal or is it things that are maybe friends, relatives, associates that come through, or is this some from past relationships that you learn? I'm just curious.
Well, for me, I got a good friend, brother to me, Jay Sean Champ out of Cleveland, my right buddy. And I would say definitely personal, true relationship situations. I try to stay within things that I've experienced, staying true to who I am, because what's from the heart, I believe it can reach the heart. You know, I haven't did the Bentleys and the roses, so I can't sing about something that I haven't experienced. Mm. So I try to stay real, and it was definitely something that I've experienced that, you know, I come to the conclusion, you know, why did she take so much when I was dead wrong?
Mm-hmm. And you know, when I listen to some of your songs, like Incredible Woman, Why, Go to Bed Mad, We're Through, it seems like you're talking about somebody in every record.
Well,
you're either talking or you're telling. Which one is it, Lavelle?
I would say both. You know, I would definitely say both. And you know, a lot of that is dealing with life. You know, in relationships. I'll break the secret out with you. This is the first we didn't told anyone, but got a big record coming out here very soon with me and Anthony Hamilton.
Ooh.
And that song is When We Fell in Love, you know. So for me, I'm just trying to be in that era of that drill avert that Luther Vandross, that love, you know, just try to bring love back. You know?
I like that, because that's what we do over here in the late day with Benny Love, is we just want to bring love back. And remember, you heard it here exclusively right here. So when it come out, I want y'all to talk about, no, you heard it right here on Late Night with Benny Love. It's only me, you, and about 3 million people available. So ain't nobody really heard it. Okay. Just want to, you know what I mean? It's just about 3 million of us here. So it's no biggie, right? Just remember that you heard it right here, live right here.
That's right.
On Bashani Radio. Right. It's not a game, it's a lifestyle, baby. Oh, that sounds like that's going to be a hot song. Now, we only got a few more questions because he is on the go. He's in the flow and he's doing this thing, you know, just to make this happen. So we appreciate that. Go to Bed Mad. Tell me about that.
Go to Bed Mad is a song of a personal relationship with, you know, me and my significant other. And, you know, it's just one of those things to where even the Bible say, you know, don't go to sleep with your wrath undone. Meaning, if you wrong anyone, you know, get it right. Don't carry that on because tomorrow's not promised. Mm. And that's what I live out. You know, if I wronged you, you know, I want to call and say, hey, brother, I apologize. Or let's talk this out. You know, let's get this right. I'm not going to go to bed, man. I'm not going to let it lay over, you know, the next day. So that's where Go to Bed Mad come from. You know, let's just get it right. Whatever the situation is, let's get it right. But we're not going to bed mad.
And when I tell you, he's streaming on all networks. But because you're here, I'm going to let you get a little taste of Go to Bed Mad.
A stupid reason it must have been. We're in this bed, but there ain't no touching. I hate this.
Every now and then
we
have an argument.
She
knows just what to say
to press my buttons to get me to cussing. It don't take nothing.
When we first met,
said that we were never gonna
let
what we fought.
Us in the morning.
Said I gotta keep that promise. So hey, baby.
Oh man,
I really messed up.
That is hot right there. That is hot right there. He said, "Oh, she know how to push my buttons and get me to cussing."
That's right.
Boy, if you ain't telling the truth right there, I don't know what the truth is, boy. You know,
yes,
I don't go to bed mad. When I'm in a relationship, I just go to the other room because I want to sleep in peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got it.
It is so personal, man. I tell you, Lavelle, it is so personal. What do you, what is your goal? What do you want your legacy to be with this music that you're bringing to the world?
Just to be able to touch someone, to know that you can make it, you can do it, you can love, you can trust, you can be happy, you can be you. Just to be in that air where, you know, I just touch someone. You know, I may not touch everyone, but, you know, I just want to be in that era of just trying to bring back great music, just love.
So do you write and produce your music, or you got a team of writers?
No, it's just me and one guy. We do all our writing and all the everything.
That's very, very powerful. That's probably why it sounds so personal. You know what I mean? That's probably why it connects so much. And man, you take me back to the days of like Eddie LaVert, and you know, and them that you take me back to those days, man. Just the way, you know, you come through your music, you know, in that aspect. So I definitely appreciate it. I know you got to get out of here, but I just got a couple more questions if you don't mind. Can we answer these right quick?
Yeah. I'm just pulling up at the port, so we get them in real quick.
Okay, you know what I mean. And I'll be crazy if I got out of here and not ask you about All Night. That is absolutely, that's my 2021 song, man. Everywhere I go, every city I be in, I just play that song out loud and dance on the tables and everything. Tell me a little bit about All Night.
All Night is just a good feel record, man. My manager, Joe Douglas, which he managed Frankie Beverly in May, he heard the record and, you know, he's good friends with all those guys. And we got Chubb on the record. And All Night is one of those songs where, you know, we just get back out dealing with COVID and everything that's going on. Just getting back out and enjoying each other, having fun, you know. We about to party. We about to enjoy each other. We about to love each other. Yeah, all night.
Very. And I love it. And that's what I mean by that old school feel, because you brought Chubb Robin in. And, man, I was like, you guys melt like a hand in glove, you know, like peanut butter right. and jelly. Like, that song was meant to happen. You know what I'm saying? That song was meant to happen, brother. And I really appreciate it. In fact, that's what put you on my radar when I heard All Night. And then I went back and listened to all your other songs, and I was like, this brother got something going on here, brother. So can you tell the listeners where you're going to be, where they can see you, where they can learn more about you?
You can go on my IG. It's Lavelle, LeVelle, the letter BKC. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook. It's just Lavelle, LeVelle. You can follow me those places, and, you know, you'll get all the updates, touring and everything. It's going to start back up September the 11th. I'm in Atlanta with the OJs, Johnny Gill, The Whispers, Frankie Beverly and Maze, and myself.
Oh, what, that's September 11th?
September 11th in Atlanta. But we'll be touring all around the world. Everything is taking back off, and I just got back home, and I got to head back out to Atlanta. They want me to sing the national anthem for the fight tonight.
Oh, wow. So you flew to Atlanta, then you got to go back home to fly right back to Atlanta. Man, that's what I'm talking big boy style right there. That's big boy style right there, man. And I really appreciate it, man. And I appreciate you coming on Bashani Radio App and Late Night with Benny Love and taking a little time out your schedule.
I appreciate you guys so much.
Absolutely. So any final words, my friend? And you, when you said it won in Atlanta, September 1st?
September the 11th.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be following you, because I'm going to probably have to go to Clearport and make sure I get to that one from New York, because that seemed like that's going to be a hot lineup right there.
Yeah, it's going to be real nice, but we will be touring the world. So I would definitely stay in touch and let you know everything when that happens, because when the record come out with me and Anthony, I'll make sure you get it first.
Whoa, wait, hold on. Yeah, I need y'all to hear this right here, okay? Come on, everybody gather around. Everybody can't get in the living room. It's about 3 million of us, so I want y'all to gather around. Who do you say going to get it first?
You'll get it first.
Boy, look at that. See where that? See how God be working out there? God be working that thing out, brother. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle over here. Your final words, Lavelle, before you get out of here. Lavelle, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Just want to say thank you so much for having me. Everyone, go follow me on Instagram, LeVelle, the letter BKC. On Instagram, and then Facebook is just LeVelle. Love on yourself, love on someone else, and y'all be blessed.
Okay, so here's what I do. I'm just, we want to end with this right here, Lavelle, and then we'll let you go. Now, I want y'all to go to Lavelle's Instagram. I'm going to post it up. You know what I mean? I want you guys to follow him, okay? And Lavelle going to send us something to give away to you. To one person. Can you do that for us, Lavelle? I don't care if it's a t-shirt or a hat. Can you send something that we're going to give away to one listener, right? But you have to. Go ahead.
Let's do five of them.
Oh, wow. See, that's what I'm talking about. A great man, all right? So what? Five listeners, and all you have to do, and when you hear in this show, you have to go like his Instagram. And we're going to put up a link to go directly and like his Instagram. And Bashani, and just so we make it fair, we ain't going to let Lavelle pick. We going to pick five people. because Lavelle may pick his cousins and stuff. So, you know, I'm just messing with you, brother. All you got to do, we're going to see how many people and everybody that liked this Instagram from the moment we released this to that time, I'm going to have my team go in and they're going to randomly pick five people and we're going to send you some type of gift. Is that right, Lavelle?
Yeah, they'll all get T-shirts and maybe a personalized mask and my signature on it.
Boom. There it is right there. You heard it first right here on Bashani Radio. So as soon as this click off, and you're on the line right now, so you can just click on, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you could just click over and go. So we're going to see what happened in the 24 hours. I'm going to give you 24 hours to make it happen. And I'm going to know how many people it is because I'm going to go screenshot how many people he got following him. So everybody above that number, you will be entered to win a personalized T-shirt and mask. And we ain't going to let Lavelle pick, okay? That way we make sure y'all got it, okay? He going to send it to us. Right. We'll send it out to you guys. Okay,
right.
So let's see what happened. All right, Lavelle, we appreciate you. We know you got to go, brother, and I appreciate you the hard time. We're gonna leave you with one of his hottest songs. I claim that one right now. I don't care what nobody say. You know what I mean? That I claim that one, Lavelle. Thank you, brother,
yes,
and we
sir.
Appreciate you. This is All Night, and you're streaming on all networks, and ain't that right, Lavelle?
All networks. Everywhere.
All platforms, you can stream all these songs we were talking about. And we're going to leave you with this fire one with Chubb Rock. This is the one where y'all see me dancing and stuff. Yeah, this is the one I be getting into it. That's how we get it down. All right? It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. Until next time, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Take it away, Lavelle.
Lavelle, baby. Chubb. Rock.
Baby, don't you want to go with me? Let me take you out and show you a real good time.
Come on.
Try to get you on the floor with me. Let the music penetrate my soul and mind. I want to
celebrate you.
We going up like.
Thank you for Lavelle.
Me and baby girl have a certain time frame. Coziness without all the shame. It's rock, baby. Flatbush maneuverer. Big dude, full plate with all the accoutrement. Millennial cats don't know how to trap it. Saw her on a pole in Indianapolis. Gave a couple of dollars. Paid for some eats. Only cash, can't afford any receipts, cause I'm creeping. I don't need to own. I'm leasing, all between the sheets and one touch keeping. No Netflix and chill, I'm straight Hulu. No bourgeois queen, I'm street Zulu. Bismarck, cold chilling, just the friends. Original spitter, the stems have phlegm. Damn, you're right. Young, tight, ready, baby.
Girl, we about
all
to
night.
Be.
Thank you very much. Lavelle don't want to stop here. Thank you very much, Lavelle. We appreciate it. Y'all heard it first. His new song coming out with Anthony Hamilton. He's going to make sure we get it first right here on Late Night with Benny Love. I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing more powerful than just absolutely good music, you know what I mean? And this brother, he brings exactly that. He brings nothing but good music, and we appreciate that right here, you know what I'm saying? We try to bring you some of the best entrepreneurs, singers, and just good positive vibe people, right? Because we want you to be part of something. I think Lavelle said it perfectly when he said he want to bring love back. And that's what we want to do over here at Bashani Radio app and Late Night with Benny Love. We want to bring love back. And this is where love lives. Right here on Bashani Radio app. You can download free and for your iPhone or for your Android. And sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, all right? Excuse me. It's a great interview. I hope you guys appreciate it. And then make sure you go out and stream it on all platforms. It's Lavelle. That's L-E-V-E-L-L-E. That's L-E-V-E-L-E. And make sure you go over to his Instagram and follow him, become one of his friends on it, Instagram, you know, in that aspect, and then go from there, and we appreciate it, all right? And that's how you're going to be able to win one of those personalized masks that he's going to be giving away, all right? So make sure you go over there, and we're going to pick five people. That's right, five people. So let me give you his Instagram. It's L-E-V-E-L-L-E-B-K-C. Let me do that right down. It's L-E-V-E-L-L-E-B-K-C. All right. And his website is lavelleb.com. So go over and follow him. And we're going to pick five lucky winners to get a Lavelle t-shirt and personalized mask, all because all you had to do was listen right here on Bashani Radio app. We love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it, all right? So let's make it happen, all right? Until next week, you know how we do it. We're going to be broadcasting from some exotic locations, and we're going to make it happen, all right? I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. And remember, in the app now, you can give us feedback. So let us leave us a message. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know how it's working itself out. And, you know, we want to hear your voice. We want to, you know, now you can just tell us how you love us. You can tell us how you don't love us. But whatever you do, just talk to us. That's all we want. All right. Until next time, next week, we'll be right here at the same bat channel, the same love house you're invited into my living room. All right? Until next time, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio App. Always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom. You heard? You're listening to Black Entrepreneur.